This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What to do when executives interrupt or ignore you? What happened? Getting talked over or ignored in a room full of senior executives is one of the most common and demoralizing workplace experiences professionals face. A recent piece in Smart Brief tackled this exact problem, addressing what you should do when the people with power in the room cut you off or act like you're not there. It is a real problem, and most people handle it badly. The communication angle. Here is the core failure I see over and over. People treat being interrupted as a social problem when it is actually a positioning problem. The executive who talks over you is not being rude. Well, they are, but that is not your leverage point. They are signalling that they do not yet see you as a peer. You cannot fix that by waiting politely for your turn. You fix it before you walk into the room. The most powerful thing you can do before any high-stakes meeting is establish your authority in writing. Send a sharp, two-sentence pre-read to the key decision-makers, not a full brief. Two sentences that frame you as the person with the critical information they need. Now, when you speak, you are not introducing yourself to them. You are following up with them. That is a completely different dynamic. Once you are in the room and the interruption happens, the amateur move is to stop talking, smile, and wait. That move tells everyone watching that you accept being sidelined. The professional move is the verbal anchor. You finish your sentence, not aggressively, not with a raised voice, just calmly and completely. Let me finish this one point. Then you stop. Short, clean, no apology. You have just told the room who you are without making it a confrontation. Being ignored is a different beast. If you are speaking and executives are checking phones or having side conversations, you are losing on content, not on confidence. Boring, safe, over-explained information gets ignored. Specific, surprising, or provocative information does not. If your opening sentence does not create a question in the listener's mind, you have already lost them. Sharpen the opening, not your volume. The real lesson is this: the boardroom does not reward patience. It rewards clarity and presence. If you wait for permission to be taken seriously, you will wait forever. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on commanding a room before you speak gives you a framework for building perceived authority before the conversation even starts, which is the only way to change how powerful people hear you once it does. The takeaway. Before your next meeting with senior executives, write one sentence that frames why your information matters to them specifically, not to the project. Not to the team, to them. Send it to at least one key person in the room before you arrive. Walk in as a follow-up, not an introduction. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.